This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Round two of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is underway. Joining us with more, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, you have more information on how dairy producers can apply now for additional aid from losses due to the pandemic.
Yes, this is the second of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program payments that farmers have to apply for. Everyone who is eligible for the first round is essentially eligible again, and this will be paid on known milk production bill, at least for the bulk of the payments. So the details are that dairy payments will be based on actual milk production from April 1st to August 31st. The USDA county offices will have that data available. For milk production in the last 4 months of the year, September 1st through December 31st, they're going to estimate that using your average daily production during the April to August base period. So the bottom line is county offices will have a much better approximation of what a farm's milk production is this year. And multiplied against that will be $1.20 a hundredweight. So that's the good news, is that basically you're going to be getting $1.20 a hundredweight on your milk production from April 1 through the end of this year. Now, the same payment limits apply, and that's something that we've continued to ask USDA to reassess, but the bottom line is that the payment limitations are going to be $250,000 for the typical farm. There are some farm structures where that will be raised to $500,000 or even $750,000. So this is all good news and certainly welcome. We're not out of the woods yet with respect to the coronavirus and its impact on the economy. And so this is certainly money that will be welcome for a lot of farmers. But you do have to go sign up between now and December 11th to claim it.
So with all that's going on, one has to wonder if this is probably the final round of aid for dairy farmers for a while.
I don't see that there's going to be another stimulus bill passed. There's been some negotiations going on recently between House Democrats and the Trump administration, whether or not they can actually bridge what is essentially a gap of about $1 trillion in spending, I'm not quite certain of. And then the other thing that's happening right now is that the Senate is going to have to focus on the nomination process for Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, and that's going to suck up a lot of the oxygen on Capitol Hill between now and the end of October.
So with all that is going on, producers should keep in mind that round two of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and applications are underway. And there's plenty of info available out there at your fingertips, including the National Milk website.
We have a wealth of resources about the CFAP program on our website. So if you go to nmpf.org and also type in coronavirus, that will take you to the landing page on our website that'll have a whole bunch of information about how to deal with the coronavirus and also how to access the government resources.
So as the Farm Service Agency accepts CFAP Round 2 applications through December 11th, we're also looking ahead to signups for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
Yes, so the sign-up for coverage in 2021 for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program begins on October 12th, and that sign-up window runs through December 11th, which is actually the same deadline for signing up for the second round of the CFAP. So if you wait about 10 days here, Bill, you can actually go down to your county FSA office and sign up for both the second round of the CFAP and coverage for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for next year. And this has also been an important safety net for producers. It's basically generated a couple of significant payments given where margins were earlier in the spring. And certainly for most farmers, it paid for itself in terms of how much you had to pay in premiums compared to what the return has been. You know, who knows what's going to happen with milk prices and margins next year? If you look at the current USDA forecast, there are going to be some months in the spring that they're forecasting where the margin will drop below the maximum threshold of $9.50. So certainly we don't know what's going to happen with any additional financial assistance for dairy farmers, whether it's in 2020 or in 2021, but we do know that the DMC is going to be in place. So certainly if you want to provide some safety net and ensure your margins, the main thing that we know that will be available next year will be the DMC.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Who's listening to Farm Radio? Recent studies show 82% of farmers listen to their local farm radio station at least 4 days a week. Thanks for being part of that 82%. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Dairy Radio Now.